Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're having a second look at how we respond and react, reflect and act when we've been wronged or when we feel like we've been wronged. And so this week we're actually going to extend upon this and start to make this an opportunity to become more self-aware and actually build some reflexivity into this process. One of the real dangers in any reaction is that whether we've been wronged or not, sometimes there's a real risk that we may actually react in a way that's not in accord with who we want to be and who we want to see ourselves. And so then we are actually doubling the impact on ourselves because A, we've been wronged, and then we're then adding this extra element of my response wasn't who I want to be, and I've actually wronged myself then in that process as well. A really, really important way to be able to manage and to really change your reaction into a reflection and then an action, which is often a lot more in line with exactly who we want to be, in line with our values and how we see ourselves and who we want to be in the world, is to actually ask yourself, if you've got the time, what am I bringing to this table? How may I actually be contributing or have contributed to this situation? This isn't always relevant. We don't always have a part in things. Sometimes things happen to us. But it's actually really, really common for us to have played some part in, whether it be our perception or whether it be our choices, actually landing us in a situation where we end up wronged as a result of that. And it's also really, really common not to see our part in things when things don't go well. We all tend to find it a lot easier to attribute all responsibility to the other party and to take none on ourselves. It's almost a human thing to do that. Responsibility is probably the bitterest pill to swallow, but the more we're able to do that, the more we're able to actually grow and develop through this. Remember, you can't change others, only yourself. So the more you're able to actually look at your part in things and to ask yourself questions like, what could I do differently to avoid this situation or this wrong occurring again? Then the less likely you are to be impacted by this and the less likely you are to respond or react in a way which then wrongs yourself as a result of being wronged and doubles the burden. Ask yourself some tough questions this week on Mind Games.